Singapore may soon be serving up more nutritious meals for infants and children under 12 years of age. That's thanks to new guidelines to help childcare centres and food caterers instill good eating habits from a young age. Sherlyn Sia has more for us.
The guidelines now, they recommend new portions and ingredients, and it's really according to age group as well. So, you know, I heard earlier from the National Healthcare Group, which is spearheading this, that, you know, a kindergarten student should be eating vastly different food from a primary six student because they do have different nutritional requirements. So, for example, what was suggested is that, for example, for kids in preschool, they should be eating softer food, but with enough health benefits. And that's, for example, oatmeal and pumpkin. But when it comes to, you know, as the age range increases, and for upper primary students, for example, that could be a mix of noodles with veggies or rice as well. And all these guidelines even include extra details, like, for example, what ingredients to take note of, for example, that children may be allergic to or intolerant of. And now these are basically, you know, additional resources on top of what's already existing by the Health Promotion Board. So now, for some context, when you look at what the Health Promotion Board offers, they tell you that your food should be lower in sodium, lower in sugar. But these new standards and guidelines, basically, they are more of a detailed recipe, for example, to tell you exactly how to achieve these healthier, lower volumes.